And so the next phase in the story is that after Neron deserts and converts, so then the Caesar sends Aspasianus, Vespasian, and the first thing Chazal say in their narrative is Aza Tzai Tlashnin. He came and he sieged the city for 3 years, and then Chazal talk about things that we'll discuss in our further sessions, that, you know, that the Jewish people had three very rich people that could support the country, you know, support Yerushalayim for 21 years, and the original strategy was to wait it out. But the first thing the Chazal say, even before they get into what the Jewish defense plan was, and then the internal politics of why it didn't work out, first thing they want to mention is that the siege of Vespasian, which ultimately was successful, was 3 years. Then it backtracks and says what the Jewish people were going to do, you know, to ride out those 3 years or even more. They had really resources for 21 years. All right, so in a sense, it was 3 years. So the Maharal says some wondrous things, some wondrous insights, the secret of, you know, what the number three is. All right, why the siege against Yerushalayim has to be 3 years. Right? And what it means, it had to be 3 years. It couldn't be less, and it couldn't be more. At the end of 3 years, either Vespasian would win, or the Jewish people would win. It would be no less and no more. At the end of 3 years, it would have to be decided whether Vespasian or the Jewish people win, period. So Maharal explains, right, the power of the Jewish people has a threeness to it. Right? First of all, we know we come from three of us. We don't have just one person we call the father of the Jewish people. No, we have three that we call the fathers of the Jewish people: Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And the fact that all three of them are called forefathers, that means we have the power of all three of them in us. Right? It's not an issue of just, well, we are the descendants, because we're descendants of not just those three, we're descendants of many generations. We're descendants of Moshe and Aaron also. Right? The issue that three are called of us, that these are each one called pillars of the Jewish people. Right, so the Jewish people stand on three pillars. Yeah, Jewish people stand on a pillar called Abram, which is the power of Gemilas Chasadim, the power of kindness. And the Jewish people stand on a pillar called Yitzhak, who is the power of Avoda, right, the fact that we serve Hashem. And there's the pillar of Yaakov Avinu, that is represented by the Torah. And this is what the mission of it says, are the Shlosh Advarim Sholem Omed Aleim, the three things that the world stands on. We have a triple pillar, a tripod of Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim, and that's really the precursors of Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim, that, you know, that put it in the nature of the Jewish people, right? Are Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and the fact that the Jewish people has these three powers in them as an expression within the people themselves, that they come from a threeness. They have three strong pillars, they have three pillars of the three of us, who represent the pillars of reality itself. So that's the secret, that there's a threeness to the Jewish people: Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. Right? So the fact that there's a threeness to the Jewish people, we break up into three types of groups. Each one has its own special halachas. You know, that's rooted in the fact that we come from three different of us who have three different fundamental powers, elemental powers. To explain the parallel more, Kohanim they are rooted in Chesed, and the fact that Kohanim shows a certain emergence of the power of Avraham Avinu. Levim, Chazal tell us, are Din. Right, they represent the power of judgment, and that's the meat of Yitzhak Avinu. So they represent a certain gene of Yitzhak Avinu that's come to the surface. And Yisraelim, well, all Jews learn Torah, right? That's right, the Kesser of Torah. Kesser Kahuna is for, you know, the Kohanim, right? And the Kesser of Torah is for all Jews equally. All Jews equally are called, you know, eligible for the crown of Torah, and that's the power of Yaakov Avinu. Right? So that's the power of the threeness that there is in the Jewish people. All right, and on a deeper level, there's also why we also have three regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. That's also Pesach is Avraham Avinu, and Shavuos is Yitzchak Avinu, and Sukkos is Yaakov Avinu. Right? You know, Pesach, because besides the fact that our Avinu celebrated Pesach, but the whole story of the Egyptian exile is already foretold to Avraham Avinu. Right, so that's why Pesach is the Chag of Avraham Avinu, and Shavuos. You know, we say the Torah came out from the Midah of Din. Torah gives us Dinim, laws, the laws of the Torah, and the Midah of Din, law, is Yitzchak. And Yaakov, we find that Yaakov built Sukkos. Ve'evo Yaakov Sukkosa, ve'evo lo b'aisu b'kneos ha'sukkos. He came to a place called Sukkos, where he made a house for himself, and for everything else he made Sukkos. It's obviously a lot deeper than what we're just showing, you know, certain places where you could see in the Bible, right? Clearer associations. So we have the three regalim by the same token. And this also is also what Chazal say, you know, that also there's a threeness to Torah itself. Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Right? And we can find this over and over and over again. And that's what the Pasuk says, Achut HaMishulash Lo B'Mheri Yenate, a rope made of three strands will not quickly break. That's the power of Jewish people, that were a heavy rope made of three strands. That's the power that there is in the Jewish people. So if any nation wants to take on the Jewish people, they have to take on not just a monolithic nation, but a nation that has three elemental powers to it. That's why a siege against the Jewish people has to be 3 years long. That's the secret. It had to be 3 years, because he's taking on a people that have three distinct powers to them. They stand on a tripod. So he has to, you know, deal with all the three pillars. He has to overcome all three pillars. That's why a siege has to be for 3 years. If after 3 years, it's possible for him to win. And if he doesn't win by the end of 3 years, then the Jewish people have persevered over him and he's failed. So that's why 3 years is, you know, the time to take on all the three pillars. And after that point, it's either he wins or we win, because either he succeeded in overcoming our three pillars, or the three pillars persevered and passed him, and now he's finished. Right? So that's why it had to be 3 years. Right? And that's the secret also, that, you know, on a smaller scale, once he broke in, at the end of 3 years, he broke in. What day did he break in on? Shivasa Batamas, Ufka Air, and Shivasa Batamas is when he broke into the city, he breached the city. So from then until Tisha B'Av is 3 weeks, as we call this period that we're in right now, the 3 weeks. Not a coincidence, right? That when taking on Yerushalayim as a whole, it's 3 years, but then the victory within Yerushalayim, so it's the battle is now being on a smaller scale. He already broke into the city. The macro battle is over. Now it's the micro battle of taking full control of the city and destroying the base of Mish. And by no coincidence, the micro battle also is 3 weeks, right? It's 3 weeks to make the victory from a basic victory to a total victory. Right? That's the 3 weeks. And also parallel to the power of three that there is in the Jewish people. That's why it's 3 weeks.